there with a little bit of Waterloo Sunset. That's being faded out into the background. I'm joined in the studio. I've not seen him for a good couple of months, I don't think. It's probably about 6 months, is it, or so?
Got to be.
It's got to be 6 months. Joined in the studio by John Brandler,
the owner. You can't keep me away.
No, you can't.
Whatever you do, you can't keep me. The barricades didn't work.
No. John Brandler is the owner of the Brandler Gallery here in Brentwood. He's super friendly. We're going to talk about the, and I'm saying super friendly because you would sometimes think going into a gallery might be a little bit nervous, that you can go and have a look round, invest. And we're going to talk to John a little bit more about that. But John has been in the Guardian newspaper.
And the Times.
And the Times, yes.
And Kent TV.
Yes.
Because there was a container, a transport container, on Dungeness Beach. And yeah. Dungeness Beach is a nature reserve, and it's owned as part of the development for EDF Energy with their power station. Mm. And this container turned up about 20, 30 years ago, whatever it was, when a family used it as an office, and where they were selling fish from, like they do at all burn places, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, and then about roughly 2000, 2001, Banksy turned up, and he made a brilliant political comment where he did a stencil of a, it looks like a vulture sitting on a branch. But you know how they have those long necks and the heads stick out at funny angles? Mm. The head was actually the petrol pump. The head, the nozzle part of a petrol pump.
Yep.
And at first sight, it just looks like a bird. And then you realise. And basically, it's his comment about what the oil industry, you know, when there's pollution, if they get caught, most of the time they don't, if they get caught, they'll pay to clean up that little bit of beach.
Yeah.
But they don't, it's, there are no punitive damages to the company.
Yeah.
If the governments around the world said, if you make an oil spill and it costs us $1 million to clean this up, you pay us $100 million.
Mm.
Then there wouldn't be any oil spills.
Yeah.
But birds don't vote. Seals don't vote.
Yeah.
Seaweed doesn't, you know, coal doesn't vote.
Yeah.
So they don't do that. Anyway, so he did this wonderful piece. Within 10 or 12 days, it was stolen. Because it wasn't a shipping container that's made of metal, it's a transport container that's made of fiberglass, wood, and fiberglass.
Mm.
Anyway.
So somebody stole it. Do they know where that actually went? Because
no.
So somebody's actually got it somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway, the family continued using the container as their office for the next few years. And about 4 years after that, Banksy turned up and did a second one. He's done this on a number of occasions. When a piece has gone missing, he's come back to a place. Because he wants the artwork to be in a specific place because for a specific message.
Yeah.
Right. So he did a second one. And the trouble with the first one was that he got a lot of local attention.
Yeah.
And a lot of visitors. And a lot of people interfering
with
the fishermen doing their business.
Yeah.
So one of the owner's neighbours, we assume, threw a can of paint over it. And obliterated. Not all of it.
Mm.
You know, you could, if you looked through the paint, you could see, and there were bits that hadn't been covered by this paint.
And was this onto a metal? This was onto a metal.
Onto a fiberglass.
Right, fiberglass,
sheet.
Right.
Well, the owners of the container thought, doesn't matter, we're using the inside, not the outside, and left it. Then EDF Energy, about 6 months, a year ago, EDF Energy got in touch with all the owners on the beach and said, this is a disgrace. We want to tidy it up. We will tidy it up.
Yeah.
And of course, the container wasn't being used as much as it had been. It was beginning to rot and fall apart. And the owners knew that if they didn't do something, EDF Energy would just send in a team of men. They'd crush, they'd move, they'd, you know, they were cleaning the beach. They weren't saying, oh, wow, this is beautiful. Some of the lumps of metal down there are like sculptures. It's gorgeous. Anyway, so he got in touch with me, and then over a period of time, the deadline got closer and closer and closer. And he said, look, you know, you can't buy the picture. You've got to buy the container.
Yeah.
Because I've got to take the container off the beach. So an amazing company called Landlogical moved the container for me up to Dartford.
Mm.
And again, because of the conservation area, which you know I'm interested in, we cut out the piece I needed, and then the rest of the container was dismantled and recycled. So the wood was turned into wood chip. The metal was sent off for recycling.
Yeah.
But it took time and trouble to do all that. You know, I dare say if it had been left on the beach, a lot of people would have just cut it out and put a match to the container.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Gov, you know, accidents happen.
Mm.
But that's not the right way of doing things.
Yep.
So we then sent the painting up to Carlisle to specialist cleaners. And I got it cleaned. That took about 4 months. And now I've got it in the gallery for a couple, few weeks.
Right. How big is the actual...
It's about 8 foot by 4 foot,
yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah.
You know. We've mounted it onto marine ply, which won't deteriorate. And we've put a bracing on the back as well, so it won't. It's doubly protected, if you like. But, of course, what makes me smile is that the person that covered it in paint, who thought they were being clever,
yeah.
actually were being clever because it protected it for the next 10 years against the salt air, the sea air.
Yeah.
That would have destroyed it.
And is it the same picture that he did before? Did he
do it's slightly different. The first one was the bird was sitting on a branch.
Yeah.
And the second one, it's in flight. And it's amazing, especially if you stand in one particular place, it looked like the bird's coming towards you with his petrel head.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful piece. And, of course, what I like is it's such a strong political comment.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I agree with the comment he's making. I mean, maybe I wouldn't think it's so strong if I worked for an oil company.
Yeah.
You know, I can see it going into, if anybody listening knows the directors of an oil company, and they want it for their entrance lobby or something, it would show that they've got a social conscience.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're interested in art, they've got a social conscience, as opposed to just polluting the planet and running off with the money. So it's Banksy's best pieces are always strong, hard-hitting political pieces.
Yeah.
He did a piece in Dover, you know, in Brexit, the big, huge thing. That, I'm told, is probably going to go to Saudi for tens of millions.
Yeah.
This piece is just nice. It's a statement piece. It's not the sort of piece to put over your fireplace, but it's the sort of thing that you walk into an entrance, a bank, a company, a huge hall, end of the building, pow.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be a focal point for somebody.
And it's with you for the next...
For the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I've got a company in London that would like to borrow it.
Yeah.
So if I don't sell it, I'll just lend it to them.
Excellent. That's a fantastic story.
Well, I'm pleased. I'm not an artist. I can't create anything.
Mm.
But I can stop some bastard destroying it. And we stopped... a lot of pieces from St. Paul's Cathedral were going to be smashed and burnt.
Mm.
And there were four big pieces of masonry there. And they are now in the Museum of London. St. Paul's were going to say there was an accident.
Mm.
And they had already dismantled one. So why was there going to be an accident? Well, it's easier, isn't it?
Mm.
So that's these huge pieces that were carved in 1700 by a man called Cornelius Cyber, now in the Museum of London.
Yeah.
That's a result.
Mm. Yeah.
As I say, I can't create something, but I can stop them destroying it.
Now, I always get this wrong. South Woodham... Is it Ferris. South Woodham Ferris? Ferris. Tell us about what's going on there.
Well, I've seen a couple of photographs of it. I haven't been to see the piece itself. It's on... it's a monkey holding a placard.
This is a possible Banksy.
It is a possible Banksy. I suppose, really, I ought to go and have a look at it, but I don't actually know where it is.
Mm.
I've only seen photographs of it. Banksy's been in Essex before.
Mm.
We know that. He did the piece in Colchester about 2 or 3 years ago. And one person complained to the council, because it was on council land. One person complained to the council, and the council water jetted it off the wall. So I don't know how many people live in Colchester and Clacton, but that means they had no opportunity to see it for themselves and make a judgment.
Mm.
They had no opportunity to write to the council and say, we love our Banksy.
Mm.
We're in a society where it's the rule of one. One person complains.
It certainly is. I feel that way at the moment. And also the tourism that it would have brought in.
Well,
they could have had a little pop-up coffee shop, the council, and stuff
even,
to bring
even, in. Even, you know, there will be coffee shops near it, because it was near the seafront.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There'll be, you know... One-man bands, coffee shops, taxis, newsagents, sandwich shops, all that sort of small business.
Yeah.
B&Bs, if somebody's coming a long distance, they'll spend a night or two in a B&B. Children playing on the beach, go and buy the bucket and whatever. All the hot dog stands. All those small businesses that are crying out for some help.
Mm.
One person objects.
Yeah.
We live in a strange society.
You were saying earlier about somebody making a comment about why would Banksy come to Essex?
Why not? There's,
so insulting. You were saying earlier, it's a thing of, I'm proud to be from Essex. I always want to work in London.
Well, you're blonde. What do you expect?
Oh, is it blonde? Although it's quite grey. But I'm proud to
Linda,
be from
Linda says it's platinum.
It is platinum, yes. Thank you very much, Linda. But, you know, you were saying about the artist that...
Well, I mean, I did something on television donkeys years ago. And the lady presenting it was fairly sharp. She was known for being sharp. And this is what you do. And I explained, and I said, you know, and she said, her comment was, what's art like that doing in Essex? And my response was, well, it was good enough for Constable and Gainsborough. It's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Turner did some pictures of South Weald. You can't really get a lot better than Constable, Gainsborough and Turner. Mm. Now we've got Damien Hirst, who does pieces all over the world. Yeah. I don't know if we've got any of the Anthony Gormley sculptures on the coast. He sort of placed those around the coast. I don't know if he's... The big installations in Liverpool.
Right.
You know, the standing figures made of cast iron. But, you know, you can't really get a lot better than Constable, Gainsborough and Turner.
Yeah.
I don't think we've got any Rembrandts, but we might have some in private collections, but I don't think we've got any Rembrandts actually in the county as such.
Mm.
But, you know, these huge, hugely important, world-famous artists are tied to the county.
Mm.
I'm not going to say what I'm thinking here, but basically there are other parts of Brentwood that get a lot more publicity for a different type of clientele.
Yep.
And again, some people complain about it, but look how the hotels are full at the weekend.
Yes, yeah,
the taxi drivers are busy, the cafes are busy, the buses are used, there's the snack shops, there are tour guides, there's all sorts of things. So whether you like that particular TV program and you like the people coming from Manchester or Liverpool, they wouldn't come down to see me.
No.
They wouldn't come down to see Shenfield Common, but they'll come down for certain shops in the high street.
Yeah.
And by doing so, they put a huge amount of cash into the community.
Yeah.
So everybody benefits. The hotels need extra staff. They need cleaners. They need laundry. They need food. They need...
Yeah.
The knock-on effect is so huge. And that's why it's such a shame what happened with Clacton.
Mm.
The piece in South Woodham Ferris is on a building site, and it's therefore owned by the developers, and I think it's up to them to decide what they want to do with it and how long they want to leave it there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, perish the thought, and it won't be me, if somebody turns up with a chainsaw and cuts it out.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Because turning up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a chainsaw, if it turns out not to be by Banksy, you've lost an hour of your sleep.
Yes.
If it turns out to be by Banksy, categorically, you've got $100,000.
Yeah.
So I think they're taking a chance leaving it up there.
I've got a lovely side wall on my house, if you're listening out there. You can paint my wall any time. But the thing is, I don't know what... The thing is, if that happened, I don't know what you would do, because you would think... If it was on a residential house, it depends obviously where it
is. It's happened. There was a house sold in Bristol recently with a Banksy on the side.
Yeah.
There was another one where somebody... Again, it was painted over.
Ugh.
Somebody complained and the house was listed.
Yeah.
So you can't do things to your own home because a vandal's painted on your outside wall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So it's difficult. There was that case at Haringey Council wanted to preserve the painting on a wall of on a Poundland shop of a little boy sewing flags for the Olympics in 2012.
Yeah.
But they were fining the owner of the building £1,000 a week if they didn't clear off the other graffiti.
Mm.
So it was about the money, it wasn't about the art.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very it can be a poison chalice.
Mm.
Having a painting on your wall.
Now, if you've never seen a Banksy before, you can go down to the Brandler Galleries in Brentwood. And also, just to very quickly say that if people have got a little bit, and I know people are quite tight for money at the moment, but we have talked about it before, and I remember when you were talking about the Banksy did some artwork on some albums, and you said to me at the time, good to invest if you like them, if you like the art.
Yes.
Invest, and they went up. You told me about 5 years ago, and I was very upset to go, oh, damn, I should have done something. But that's another thing. If you've got a little bit from a sort of £100, come into the shop, maybe 200, not say for Banksy, but for other artists, because you've got, I've forgotten his name, he's called
My Dog Size or Connor Brothers or
it's the other one. He's probably
Pure
he's
Evil.
Going up. That's the one. Yeah.
Pure Evil.
Has he gone up?
He's
to...
going up nicely.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
going
go.
Up nicely.
Yeah.
Not everything he does goes up a lot, but he's such a nice guy as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he is, whereas other artists aren't necessarily nice people. And the, you know, it's a lovely thing to have a pension that gives you pleasure every single day that you look at it.
Mm.
If you're a company director, you buy it through the company, you write it down, The tax man pays for your pension.
Mm.
How good is that?
Yeah.
You know, when there was all that trouble with Starbucks and Costa or whoever and Amazon and Google and people like that not paying tax,
yeah.
nobody said they were doing anything illegal.
Mm.
They just said it's not fair.
Yes.
Because they've got better accountants than you and I have.
Yes, yes.
So the idea is you use the tax system, you don't abuse the tax system.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, that's why people are putting art into pensions, because the dividend they get daily...
Mm.
And then they get their rewards when they want to cash it in.
Yeah.
But the idea is actually with art, the most important thing is that you like it.
Yes.
What I find sad is when people come in the gallery and say, there's nothing here. Oh, so you don't like Banksy. Oh, yes, I like Banksy. That's lovely.
Mm.
You don't like Banksy. Oh, yes. They when they like things by label, not by eye. Yeah. And, of course, the great thing is with art, if you're looking financially, is foresight, not hindsight.
Mm.
Everybody knows the winner of the Grand National last year.
Yes.
We just didn't know it the Friday before.
Yes.
It's the same with art. Everybody says, oh, I mean, we were telling people to buy Banksy in 2003 for £200 or £300. So it's a case of foresight, not hindsight. In most things it is, isn't it? Not opening that kitchen cupboard without having your hand there for the jar to fall into it.
Mm.
When it, you know, it's all about foresight, not hindsight.
Yeah.
And it's a case of being honest with yourself.
Mm.
Buy things that you like, and if you like it, you'll always enjoy it. Buy things purely by name, purely by, oh, that could be worth a lot of money in the future. Yes, well, it might not be. But if you enjoy it, you will always enjoy it.